Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Today's sermon came to me last September when I ended up on my back in the hospital because of COVID. I could not believe how sick and fatigued I got by this genetically engineered communist Wuhan, China, CCP bioweapon that has ravaged our nation along with many others since the winter of 2020. I appreciate the on-duty ER doctor and nurses for their swift response to my very low blood oxygen level. They are ever in my prayers and thoughts. I recovered quickly after receiving the monoclonal antibody infusion like so many others treated with this similar product. You doctors and nurses who truly care about the recovery of your patients are well deserving of the title heroes. May the Lord richly reward you now and in the age to come. But may the Lord recompense evil to those hypocrites, liars, and bumbling idiotic fools in Washington, D.C., the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the wicked vaccine manufacturers who love the praises of men, the love of titles, the padding of their pockets, which is the love of money, the root of all evil. Remember, you white-collar extortionists, depopulation fanatics, and goons at the FBI, CIA, and Justice Department, One day your corpse will go to the grave and you will meet your Maker and experience the terror of the Lord, for He will remember the terror you imposed upon the unsuspecting and innocent human beings in your lifetime. Read about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 and read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. All the gold and silver on earth will not buy you out of the torment of hell and the lake of fire. 60 million helpless babies slaughtered in the womb cry out to God from the grave. Their voices resonate in the ear of the Almighty. And be sure He knows your diabolical plans to eliminate millions of others with these forced injections of dangerous mRNA spike proteins, synthetic metallic nanoparticles, and who knows what else they are lacing these injections with. You think I'm angry? Wait until these reprobates stand in front of the Lord Almighty. Read the second Psalm to get a glimpse of the Lord's wrath toward the atheistic, God-hater world leaders and their henchmen. The Lord gave me this message entitled, "Where is God?" because I have been frustrated with the continual moral deterioration of our nation decade after decade after decade, no matter all the efforts conservative patriots and fundamental Christian leaders have accomplished to sound the alarm and trumpet the call for our nation and her churches to repent. To no avail. The political process and moral standards continually erode away. Our nation has gone from a beautiful constitutional Christian republic where God truly shed His grace upon it to an absolute abomination, much like Sodom and Gomorrah, which God will ultimately destroy. As God first removed Lot and his family from Sodom, so will He remove His endearing saints from off the earth before its final destruction. But until then, we must endure suffering. The title of my message stems from Elijah's profound words when he was holding the mantle of Elijah after Elijah was whisked from the earth by the chariot of fire. Elijah said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Elijah immediately received an answer. So I asked in our day and age, where is the Lord God of the Black Robe Regiment preachers that boldly bellowed forth the doctrine of liberty from tyrants who murdered the innocent? These Black Robe Regiment preachers did not entangle their churches with incorporation. They clearly understood the church was sovereign on its own. Every preacher in America 245 years ago used the same Bible, which was divinely inspired in its English language just as much as it was inspired in its original tongue. It wasn't copyrighted by some wretched publishing house that is more interested in its bottom line than the purity and integrity of God's Word. America is reaping the dire consequences of ignoring this stern warning spoken by the Spirit-led revelator, the Apostle John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. What are we facing now in America and the whole world with COVID? Communism also is a violent plague. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. As the church goes, so goes the nation. It is not the other way around. The churches are supposed to be the gatekeepers of righteousness and the preserver of the oracles of God in a nation, especially our beloved republic. At the day of reckoning, Jesus Christ will not hold this century of churches blameless. Be sure your sins will find you out. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much is required. Where is God? Part 7.
The issue here is taking up the mantle. Taking up the mantle. That's an expression, it's a phrase we've used in America. Taking up the mantle. He followed Elijah. He was there everywhere Elijah went. And when he was translated out of the earth by the chariot of fire, he took up his mantle. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither thither, and Elijah went over. Immediately God gave him an answer. The power of God, the Spirit of God, he got a double dose of the Spirit because that's what he requested from Elijah before he was taken up. And Elisha had the power of God, and God answered that question, and immediately the waters parted of the Jordan River, just like they parted when Elijah did it before he was translated to cross over. And so I'm justified to ask the same question. We're justified to ask the same question. Where is God in the whole situation in America? Where is he? A nation that was birthed 245 years ago, and now we're watching a nation that's no better than Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I wasn't saved years ago, but what happened to churches in America when they took prayer and the Bible out of the public school? How did they just sit idly by and say, okay? See, it was separation of church and state, not separation of God and state. It was not separation of Bible and state. It was separation of church and state. Not one denomination having control or power in the government to tax other denominations or suppress them or go after them as they did in Europe and tax other denominations of people. No. Each denomination was to act civilly, have their independence, and the government wasn't to take one side or the other. But it still was a nation under God. And the Word of God was the guiding light for the birth of this nation. Liberty came from the Holy Bible. The concept of liberty and living with peace in our hearts towards one another comes from the Holy Bible. That's not our true nature. We had to learn it from God. God had to impart it. It was imparted in the pulpits to the people how to conduct themselves in a civilized nation. So the Black Robe Regiment, they were the preachers, the great men who preached the Word of God and taught their people tirelessly, teaching them what liberty is all about. John Witherspoon, whose signature is on the Declaration of Independence, James Caldwell, as I told you, the town I grew up in was named after him. John Gano, the pastor of First Baptist Church in New York City, he became George Washington's primary chaplain. Jonas Clark was a great preacher. And these are not all Baptists. James Caldwell was a Presbyterian. John Gano was a Baptist. Jonas Clark was most likely a Congregationalist. But he prepared his men not only how to aim a musket and how to line up in regiment and to listen to bells tolling in the church and calling them to assemble because the British were coming, but he taught them tirelessly about liberty, the liberty of civil liberty and religious liberty and liberty, personal liberty. It says here, it says, he uniting the life of farmer, he just thought Lexington was not a big town. He just thought he'd be a small farmer, a village preacher, pastor in a farm there in Lexington, in Massachusetts. And it says, uniting the life of farmer with that of the village pastor, his life seemed destined to flow on evenly and unnoticed by the great world without to its close. But when the trouble between the colonies and the mother country commenced, he stepped at once from his obscurity and became known throughout all the region as one of the most uncompromising patriots of the day. Earnestly, yet without passion, he discussed from the pulpit the great questions at issue, and that powerful voice thundered forth the principles of personal, civil, and religious liberty and the right of resistance in tones as earnest and effective as it had the doctrine of salvation by the cross. And he prepared his men to fight and to die for liberty. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. Not give me a license or give me death. Give me liberty or give me death. You know what a permit is? You know what a permit is? It's a license. It's asking government for permission. Howard Rainwater was preaching, or speaking at, he gave a good speech there at the rally yesterday. And he was talking about the sovereignty of the individual. See, you're considered a subject now. We are subjects to the government, not sovereign. What does sovereign mean? You're a king of your castle. You're a king of your rights. And government is to represent you and protect and guarantee that protection of your rights. You established the government, not the government established you. But they suck us in over time, gradually changing laws and tweaking here and there. They've made us subjects. They've taken away the rights, and now it's a privilege. A permit is asking permission. See, that's the, and I was telling Brother Jeff, the churches don't realize they're sovereign. They don't understand the sovereignty of the church. Three institutions that God established at the founding of this, of the universe. The family, the home family, the structure of mom and dad and the children, that is a sovereignty entity that God created. The church, when did the church get established? Not in the New Testament. It was all the way back in the garden when God had to slay a lamb to put a coat on Adam and Eve. And then Abel and Cain brought sacrifices to the house of God. And Cain's wasn't accepted because he brought a plate of vegetables. And God says, no, it has to be a lamb. It has to be an animal sacrifice. The blood. Life is in the blood. It had to be a bloody sacrifice. And that was that. So that was the establishment of the church. The next institution that God established, and that wasn't until the flood, was government. When God said, because he didn't say it in the Old Testament, when Cain killed his brother, God didn't execute Cain. He put a mark on him and told all of the human race, don't you touch him. Don't you revenge for Abel. Don't take revenge because seven times worse will happen to you. But after the flood, he says, any man that sheds man's blood, his blood shall be shed. Well, that set in motion the whole purpose of government. Judges and prosecutors and laws and juries and how to determine who's the guilty party is. And that was the birth of government. So where the Philadelphian church, I've told you this, I've taught you this in the past, the churches, seven churches of Asia Minor in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, they speak of a historical church, historically churches that existed 2,000 years ago, but there's a prophetical aspect to it. Also talks about ages of the churches. The Philadelphian church, not by coincidence, but by divine providence, pictures the church in America in the colonial period of time and the early birth of this nation. It pictures the church that it's not a coincidence. Our nation's first capital was Philadelphia. The first Baptist organization or association of Baptists on American soil was the Baptist Association, Philadelphia Association of Baptist Churches, Philadelphia Association. And so there's that parallel. So God, there's two, there of the seven churches, there's only two that are not rebuked and told to repent. The Church of Smyrna and the Church of Philadelphia. The Church of Philadelphia, God did not see any sin in those churches and told them to repent. In the others, he said there were things that were wicked in them and they needed to repent. But he did not say that of the Church of Smyrna. Church of Smyrna represents the churches that existed right after the apostolic age, when all the apostles passed away, the churches that went through the persecution before Constantine. There was a lot of persecution of the Christians. They were poor. The Church of Smyrna, the Bible says, I know your poverty, but ye are rich. What does he say about the Laodicean church? Ye say you're rich, but you are poor in my sight. And that's where we are today. We had great awakenings, two great awakenings. I've taught you that in the past. Where are the great awakenings today? Are we woke? Hello? Are we woke? Or are we wanting a spiritual awakening, a true awakening from on high? We're the Spirit of God. That's been over 200 years. You know, one of the songs Brother Andy picked up here, This Little Light of Mine, and it shows that world turning around. You know, Brother Joe Flory, who's a missionary to Russia, I've had him speak here a few times, and he's going to see if we can get him here in the winter. But they've had a hard time getting back into Russia. Russia is starting to open up the doors, but the visa that he used to get in the past has been discontinued, that visa process. So he's trying to figure out what visa he could get to get back into Russia. They're making it harder for the missionaries to come into other countries. That door, the second great awakening, was the opening, and God said to the Philadelphian church, I will open doors and no man can close it. What was that a picture of? Every preacher that you talk to who's preached on that book and on that church talks about the opening. God opened up the world after the American Revolution to the evangelists. And England and America together sent evangelists all across the world. And the doors of all these countries started opening up. And the gospel and missionaries and new Bibles in their tongues were being developed and opened up. And the gospel was spreading to all these worlds. And God was opening up the door for America to expand westward to all the way to the Pacific coast with the gospel. You know, Hawaii had a constitution that is unlike any constitution in America of all this. Their constitution talks about the Lord and very patriotic and very spiritual constitution. They at one time, The Hawaii was just on fire for the Lord when they got converted. Those pagan chieftains in Hawaii got converted to Christ. And there was a great awakening. God's stern warning and rebellion. I've talked to you about this in the past in Revelations. The Lord gives us a warning. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Our founding fathers preached out of one book. Protestant and Baptist preached out of one book, and that was the King James Bible. One book, same book, same Word of God. And God blessed that. Now, if you think we have a polished Bible, more polished Bible with all these different versions, some people say, one book I read years ago says over 300 versions of the Bible in the English language have been written. Over 300. Do you think if we have a more perfect Word of God, America would be, you know, just a beaming light? It would be like paradise? That God would be pouring out his blessings? Do you think abortion would exist? Killing 60 million babies? Do you think the Bible would still be in the classroom if we had a more perfect Bible? Because this nation was birthed on the Bible. No, we look like Sodom and Gomorrah. These Bibles doesn't help this country any better. It brings a curse upon this country. And the plagues that are written in this book. Jeff, if I got up there and spoke that meeting yesterday, people would look at me dumbfounded. Dumbfounded. They wouldn't comprehend. All these Bible versions is causing all the problems, all the ills that we're facing in America.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.